can remember when you fit in the palm of my hand. You felt so good in it, no bigger than a minute. How it amazes me, you're changing with every blink. Faster than a flower blooms, they grow up all too soon. So let them be little, 'cause they're only that way for a while. Give them hope, give them praise, give them love every day. Let them cry, let them giggle, let them sleep in the middle. Oh, but let them be little. I've never felt so much in one little tender touch. I live for those kisses, your prayers and your wishes. And now you're teaching me how only a child. While we're on our knees, all I ask is please let them be little, 'cause they're only that way for a while. And give them hope, give them praise, give them love every day. Let them cry, let them giggle, let them sleep in the middle. Oh, but let them be little. So innocent, a precious soul. You turn around and it's time to let them go. So let them be. 'Cause you're only that way for a while. And give them hope, give them praise, give them love every day. Let them cry, let them giggle, let them sleep in the middle. Oh, but let them.
The days come easy and the moments pass slow, and each road leads you where you wanna go. And if you're faced with a choice and you have to choose, I hope you choose the one that means the most to you. And if one door opens to another door closed, I hope you keep on walking till you find the window. If it's cold outside, show the world the warmth of your smile. But more than anything, more than anything, my wish for you is that this life becomes all that you wanted to. Your dreams stay big, your worries stay small. You never need to carry more than you can hold. And while you're out there getting where you're getting to, I hope you know somebody loves you and wants the same thing. But you never forget all the ones who love you in the place you left. I hope you always forgive and you never regret, and you help somebody every chance you get. Oh, you find God's grace in every mistake, and always give more than you take. But more than anything, yeah, more than anything.
Let us pray. Father God, we thank you for this day. We thank you for your love, your grace, and your mercy. We thank you for each child here and the family and friends that have come to celebrate them on this special day. We pray that you will be with each parent as they raise these children. Give them strength and wisdom as they help them to grow. We ask that you be with each child as they begin this next journey. Walk with them through their highs and through their lows, through their excitement and through their fears. Help them to listen to your voice and to know that they are loved. Help them to become mighty men and women of God. We ask these things in your name. Amen. This is not good. Thank you all for being here today to honor our graduates. Thank you for allowing us to share in their lives. Today's graduation begins a new chapter for them. For many, this is where they have learned basic concepts and skills. This is where they have learned to make friends. This is where they have had their first taste of independence. We want you to know how blessed we are to come to work and do a job that we love. Each child in our class has a special place in our heart. After each child comes to the stage, we would like to read a letter written especially for them. After each one receives the diploma, Mom, would you please stand so that your child can present you with a rose to thank you for all you have done. Britton Joy Barkley. Britton. Many times it's hard to be the new girl in class. From the beginning, you came in without fear or hesitation. You have settled into our routine and made friends along the way. You have a gentle spirit. Your smile is like a bright ray of sunshine as you play and go about your day. You are the class fashionista. You love purple and pink and all things girly. You love ruffles and frills and glitter and sparkles. And you love to accessorize with fancy shoes and bows and painted fingernails. You love the art center. You love to draw pictures and make them colorful. You take your time to make them look just the way you want. You write letters on it and explain that it says, I love 4K and my teachers. You love baby dolls and the kitchen center. You usually pretend that you are the teenager in the family. You are dependable. You always try to work hard and do your best. We can count on you to answer the questions during circle time. You love to sing our songs. You're a good student who tries to do what is asked. You are a pleaser. Your face lights up when you are praised. We know that you are excited about kindergarten. You can't wait to go to your new school. We hope that you have fun. Elizabeth Clark. Carlisle, I am not sure what career that you will choose when you grow up, but I do know that it will involve talking and asking questions. Maybe you will be an investigative reporter, a podcast host, or a lawyer. You love to ask questions. Miss Delina, why do you eat oatmeal every day? Miss Debbie, why doesn't baby Sadie live with you? Can Eleanor and I be cousins and sisters? Questions help you to process and get an answer you can accept. Keep asking questions because that is how you learn and grow. Your brothers have taught you to be tough enough to run with the boys However, you also love playing dress up and mommy with the girls. You love your babies. You love to feed them, dress them, and take care of them. Watching you, we see the mother that you will become. You love art and drawing. Many mornings are spent creating pictures. Some you want to share with family and friends. Others you want me to hang up to decorate our class walls. You always try to do your best work. You love to sing, play, and dance to our songs. You take your time in coloring and doing your work. You practice writing over and over. We know how excited you are to go to school with Watts and Gaines. We will miss you, but know that you will love kindergarten. This year, we have watched you grow and change so much. You have learned to love school and be excited about coming. Each day, you enter our classroom with a smile on your face, ready to see your friends. Instead of watching from the sidelines, you have learned to jump in and have fun. We remember when Dr. Amy came to our class. Many of our friends were nervous about volunteering for our activities. You, however, were the first one willing to participate. After that, other friends weren't quite so anxious. Looking through your eyes, ordinary activities become exciting adventures. You always have a story to tell us. You can't wait to be the leader when your name is drawn. You get so excited when you fill up your sticker chart and pick from the treasure chest. You love our cooking activities and are always willing to try them. You love show and tell and our other special days. Watching your excitement brings joy to those around you. You love all kinds of machinery. You love tractors, dozers, skid steers, and more. You know all the names and what their purpose is. When you grow up, you want to be a tractor driver. You love the freedom of being outside. You also love to be a helper to Daddy, whether fishing, riding tractors, or helping him at work. Special days are spent being with him. We are so glad to have you in our class. We have loved being your teacher and can't wait to see what the future holds for you. Madeline Malane Godfrey. Malane, you are a girl who lives life one way, and that is with your heart. Your tender heart guides you in every situation. You feel things big, and you love even bigger. Whether happy or sad, the emotions burst out of you. Your little body cannot hold them in, and you see no reason to pretend otherwise. You give the best hugs. You always have them ready for your friends and teachers. You are a girly girl. You love your fancy dresses and headbands. You love your shiny boots and accessories. Many days you have an extra set of shoes in your car, just in case you change your mind on the way to school. You are a good friend. You work hard and try to do your best. You are able to pick up new concepts easily. You love to color and create. You take your time to make your pictures bright and colorful. No matter how long it takes, you do not stop until it looks exactly how you want it. You face each day as an exciting new adventure. Kindergarten will be all of that and more. Have fun at your new school. We will miss your daily hugs. Banks Christopher Hall. Banks, you're a boy who is full of spunk. You know your own mind and you live life on your own terms. You're a mixture of fun and sweetness with a hint of mischief thrown in. You are full of contradictions. You like your voice to be heard, but you do not demand to have your own way. Often you will give in to others to be agreeable and get along. You are Mr. Social, but you are not one who enjoys the spotlight. You would rather blend in than have all the attention focused on you. You bring fun to our classroom. You have a kind heart and can always find someone to play with. You love spending time with your friends. However, if you want to do something different, it does not bother you to do your own thing. You are a good friend to everyone. The ability to make friends easily will serve you well in the future. You are kind and respectful. You always try to follow the rules. You do what we ask and don't complain. You always have a smile and a hug ready for your teachers, even when we accidentally call you Shep. You just quietly tell us, "I'm Banks, not Shep." We know that you are excited about going to kindergarten. You can't wait to go to your Brown with Wes and Shep. We hope that you have fun with all that awaits you. Tucker Levi Hutchins. Tucker, I remember the year that Charlie was in my class. You were in Mom's tummy. Your sisters were so excited to be getting a brother. Mom and Dad couldn't wait for you to join their family. From an early age, you have learned the value of family. You can't wait to see Mom when she comes to pick you up. Many days you pick an item from the treasure chest for your family instead of for you. In them, you will always have people that will love you and protect you. You have a quick smile and bright eyes that light up your face. You always try to use your good manners. You're a boy that likes to be outside running and playing. Your love of fun can't quite hide your sensitive soul. You feel things deeply and have a hard time hiding your emotions. You are learning so many things in your first year of school. You are learning how to be independent, you are learning new concepts, and you're making new friends. You have learned that school can be fun. I know that you are excited about going to school with Charlie and Lakin. Kindergarten will be filled with many new adventures. We hope that you have fun at your new school. Mary Madeline Langston. Madeline, you are a little mother. You want to nurture and take care of those around you. You love to help your teachers and friends throughout the day. You love to walk Lucy to class in the mornings. You have learned from your mother and aunts about the special relationship between sisters. Lucy will have you to look up to. You will be her friend, her cheerleader, and her role model. You have an independent nature. You are responsible and like to take care of things yourself. You are always proud when you have accomplished something new. You like to do things on your own terms and timetable. You are not one to rush into a situation or act on impulse. You like to venture in slowly, giving it close examination. You wait until you are ready, and only when you are comfortable do you proceed. This quality will allow you to make good decisions instead of allowing others to influence you. You are not one to demand attention. You avoid the spotlight and would much rather blend into the background. The one exception to this is singing. You love to sing throughout the day, whether in circle, at chapel, at play, or with Miss Nancy. Music and singing make you happy. You are a good friend. Your sweet smile and kind heart does not want to hurt anyone's feelings. You play with everyone. Kindergarten may seem scary at first. However, you will have Anne Caroline and all of your friends with you, and you will love it in no time at all. Charlotte Wren Laughlin. Lottie, you are a free spirit who lives life on your own terms. You are not one to sit on the sidelines and watch life happen. Instead, you enter each situation confident and secure in your abilities. You smile easily and rarely get upset. You are easygoing, calm, and steady. Your laid-back personality allows you to adapt and adjust no matter what comes your way. Your independent nature and the ability to be flexible will allow you to be successful in whatever you do. You are a people person. You love to spend your day laughing, playing, and talking to your friends. You believe that everything is better with a friend by your side. You're a good student. You take your time and always try to do a good job. You enjoy learning. You are able to pick up new concepts easily. You love to draw and create. You love to make pictures for your friends. You love to sing and can be heard doing so throughout the day. You enjoy singing our songs at circle time and during chapel. Your favorite days are when Miss Nancy comes to teach music. We hope that you continue to keep a song in your heart and remember the joy that music brings you. You are so excited for kindergarten and you are so ready. Have fun at your new school and with your new teacher. Juan Diego Reyes Jr. Mm-hmm. Johnny, you are a boy who makes our job easy. You come in each day with a smile on your face, eager to learn. You follow the rules and do what we ask without complaint. You have a sweet, gentle spirit that rarely gets upset. You never demand attention or insist on getting your own way. You are kind and respectful. All of these qualities make you a boy of character that others can look up to. You are a good friend to everyone. Your kind heart makes others want to be around you. You play with everyone and try hard not to hurt anyone's feelings. You are very smart. You are the first to call out the answers during circle time. You are able to pick up new concepts easily. You always work hard and try to do a good job. Your quick mind and your willingness to work hard will allow you to dream big and accomplish great things. We love being your teachers, even when you tell us that you love and miss Miss Kelly more. We know that when you go to your new school, your teachers and friends will love you just as much as we do. Anne Caroline Shaddix. Anne Caroline, you meet each day with excitement and enthusiasm. Most mornings you get out of the car with your giggle box wide open. When you laugh, the joy comes bubbling out of you, and those around you can't help but get excited. You are artistic and creative. Most days, while others are playing in early care, you are busy making pictures for those you love. You work so hard to make them bright and colorful. Then you carefully fold them and tape them to take home to share. You always know exactly who will receive your special picture. You are small in size, but no one ever has to guess your opinion on a matter. You speak your mind, stand your ground, and you don't back down. You embrace your emotions and make no pretense of hiding them. You make no apologies for these traits. You love being a big sister to Thomas. When he came to our room for early care, you took him all around the room. You showed him your seat, our cubbies, and your sticker chart. You let him help you unpack and hand me your folder and bento box. He loved being your helper. As you get older, he will continue to watch and learn from you. We know that you're excited about kindergarten. Thomas is going to miss having you at school with him, but we will watch out for him. Have fun at your new school and all the adventures that await you. Xander Blade Townsell. Xander, you are a boy who is filled with kindness and compassion. You look out for and take care of those around you. I remember one day when 2K came to our class for early care. You went to each one and found him or her something to play with before you joined your friends to play. Another time the class was working on puzzles, one of our friends was standing back watching. You admittedly noticed and asked him to be a part of the group. You want to make sure that everyone feels included. You care about the feelings of others. This is a treasure, especially in someone so young. This trait will help you to become a friend, husband, and father that others can look up to. You are a good student. I can always count on you to know the answers at circle time. You easily pick up new concepts. You always try to follow the rules. You enjoy learning and work hard to do a good job. You love to be with your friends. You are a good friend who plays with everyone. Both the boys and the girls call you friend. It will be hard leaving the friends that you have been with. However, I know that in no time at all, you will make new friends. You will love kindergarten, and your new teachers and friends will love you just as much as we do. Will the 4K class please stand and come to the stage? You will now move your tassel from the right side to the left. I now present to you the 4K graduating class of 2024. Thank you all for coming. The children are going to stay on stage so that y'all can get all of the pictures that you want. When you're finished, give your child's robe to either Helene or Erica or me, and the cap and the tassel are yours to keep. This concludes our program, and we will have a reception in the gathering room, which is upstairs on the second floor.